And so now we want...
It's a... I don't do this very often. It's a lot of hair in my face.
It's so girly.
I know. These teachings of it having to be knowledge, faith, and action is... I promise I have a point. So even if you were going to the different churches, there were not... there. You weren't going... Okay, we can do this. Fighting!
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Best News Ever podcast. I'm Tina Ryan.
I'm Sam O. And very nice to see you. Hi, Tina.
Love the way that you just let your hair down.
Oh, literally.
Like, this faith of life, we're letting our hair down. Bakit mo ko pinagtatawa na?
Hindi, wala. Cute mo.
Parang ano lang, haba ng hair ko. Kasi iba na yung faith life ko. Ganon. Diba? Ang sarap pala nung ganon yung feeling, diba? Haba ng hair. This faith journey is fun.
It is. I wanted to remind our listeners on Spotify to watch on video because Spotify supports video now. And we have Bible verses that are put as graphics on the screen because we don't have the brain cells to memorize them. So you can follow along with the actual verses that we find in the Bible. If you can bust out a Bible yourself and actually look at the verses themselves in the book, even better, because I think that was an experience that really helped us. Like, oh my gosh, I'm actually holding the book and it's right here. Right. That kind of thing.
Busting out the Bible na ngayon, di ba?
So if you're on Spotify, then highly recommend the video version. But hey, whichever way you can get the pod, go for it. And we're very thankful that you join us.
And so now we want to open up with an email.
We do. Our email for today comes from someone who we'll call Joe. And he is a brother of ours. And he begins by saying, hello, Sister Sam and Sister Tina. I'm Joe from Bohol and I am an SCJ tao now.
I love it.
I'm very thankful for your show and I would like to share my testimony and journey of coming to Shincheonji. As a Christian looking to know deeply the Word of God, I was curious about studying in a theology school. So when a friend invited me to join a Bible study online, I said yes. However, I was not able to keep up with the lesson because I was not able to understand English well. So I asked if there was a class in Filipino and she said yes. I was so happy that I would be able to understand the lessons well. It was March 2022 when I was enrolled in the theology school and began attending the Bible study, but it did not go well because I faced many problems. One of them was when my wife gave birth to our third baby, but then he only lived for 11 hours and passed away because of some complications. I am so sorry to hear that. We were so sad and I was not able to continue attending the Bible study because of the said incident. But I knew that God chose me to serve him. So I started the Bible study again. And this time I got my wife to study also. We studied together from the beginning of the lessons. This was not the only problem we encountered in our study because this was also the time when a super typhoon hit Bohol and we did not have electricity for 6 months.
My gosh.
6 months. And it came to the point that I almost quit studying because of the problems we encountered. But my wife said to me, bakit ka hihinto? Eh, andito ka na. Diba gusto mo maging pastor? So ipagpatuloy natin to hanggang sa matapos natin to.
Go wifey.
Yeah. And because of what she said, we studied together and faced the problem together and trusted in the Lord on where he will lead us in studying his word. And so we finished the study and attended the graduation in Manila last December 2022. We are very happy that we overcame all the problems and bad situations we encountered on our study, and now we are currently workers in the Bohol Cebu OBS, or Online Bible Study. I am now the manager in this OBS. I'm very thankful to God that we are gathered here in Shincheonji and that we are given a chance to serve him. Thank you for reading my letter. All the glory and honor belong to God. Amen. Aww. And he ends with, fighting! And that is coming from Joe.
Joe, challenging din sa amin yung graduation. Hindi tayo naka-attend. Diba?
Because we did our studies during the thick of the pandemic. So we couldn't actually be part of the graduation. But not to turn things around and make this about us. Mm-hmm. Gosh, Joe, I mean, you went through so many difficult challenges while you were coming to the Bible class. And I think that, though, is something that all people probably can relate to.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not to this degree, but Diba? Like, I think once you start wanting to learn about God, seeking God, hearing the word of God, oh my gosh, the enemy will not be happy about that. And he will start interfering like anything.
Yeah. That's true. Because, and I didn't really understand that until I started studying. Kasi parang before naman, okay, wala naman akong masyadong alam sa word. So, wala rin akong challenges.
Yeah.
Yung mga challenges lang na, alam mo na, na-traffic, mga ganun. Yung mga ganun ba? O wala, kulang ang, ano, late ang sweldo, o challenge na yun ng araw, di ba? But, having this understanding now, the spiritual warfare is real.
Right.
Man.
Yeah.
It's real. And, yeah, Joe, thank you for sharing your story with us.
I think it would be so encouraging for not just people who are in Shincheonji, but those who are studying the word.
Yeah.
If you're experiencing that suddenly there are all these difficult situations that pop up, this is why.
And don't stop.
Yeah.
You have to just keep going.
Fight and overcome, as we like to say.
Oh, yes. Fighting.
Fighting, by the way. I mean, this is a Korean thing where, you know, people say fighting.
Is this like, ano lang ba? Like sa mga K-drama? Is this very, very common?
I mean, it's not just K-drama. If you're asking like if it's like, it became popular because you hear it in the K-dramas. Because Korean, like, real people just say this.
Fighting?
Yeah. And it's supposed to mean, like, you know,
seize the day or something?
Hindi.
Laban.
Oh, laban.
Laban. Also, parang encouraging siya.
Parang like, yeah,
kapit
like, let's
lang,
do this.
Laban.
Like, yeah, that's what it means. But then just grammatically speaking, it's so wrong, you know? But we say it. It's so popular.
Yeah, you should correct your people.
it's too far gone at this point. You know,
it's too popular now. Let's not change it.
I'm not gonna acid rain on the fighting party. You know, it's okay. But it just always struck me as funny. Anyway, thank you again, Brother Joe. And what's beautiful about this too is he overcame and he is now sharing the word of God with others as well, with his wife.
Uh-oh.
And this is like the ideal love story, isn't it? Like you study together, you
do become
overcome
one
together.
Talaga.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving us a kilig factor for this episode, Joe.
That's right. Uh-oh. And of course, if you want to write to us, bestnewseverpodcast@gmail.com. With that, we can talk about our topic for today. This is actually a suggestion that was given to us by somebody in the comment section of our YouTube. Somebody wanted us to record an episode on the doctrine of once saved, always saved versus we're saved by faith and deeds. Are you familiar with this at all?
I've heard of it, but again, parang hanggang ganun, hanggang dun lang.
I've heard of it hanggang dun lang.
Hanggang dun lang. Parang okay, save. Kasi nga, wala nga akong faith life. Diba?
I don't know if I can explain in any way an authority would. But my understanding is that, so if we start with once saved, always saved, as the term implies, once you receive Jesus into your life, then the Spirit of God will never leave you anymore.
Like, okay ka na.
Like, no matter what you do, because you're saved na, yun na yun. Oh, yun yung belief, I think.
Okay. Parang now that you're telling me that, parang it's not enough for me.
Wow.
Biglang ganun. Pero hindi pwede, no? Dapat may gawin ka rin.
So that's that teaching of once saved, always saved. Meaning, you are saved by faith alone. Period. Basta you believe, yun na yun. Goods ka na.
Okay.
Okay? Then on the other side is, we are saved by faith and actions. Faith plus deeds. I think this is the Catholic belief.
Parang mas ano, nakaka-relate ako dyan.
Okay. So what was your way of practicing the faith before coming to Shincheonji?
Wala nga akong faith dati, di ba? Basta mabait lang ako. Sinusunod ko lang yung Ten Commandments. Hindi naman ako pumatay. hindi naman po ako nagnanakaw. Yung mga ganun ba? Minamahal ko naman yung neighbors ko. Ganun lang. Kasi nga yung faith ko was super babaw. I really had no idea.
So even if you're going to the different churches, as you've shared on past episodes, there weren't particular practices that you were doing. Talagang wala. Mabait lang ako. Okay na ako.
Oo. Mabait na makulit. Ganun lang.
Okay.
Pasaway pa misa-misa.
Not much has changed, obviously.
For the most part. I think wait naman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dun lang.
Okay.
Ikaw.
I was in the Catholic Church, so I was going to Mass and I was going to confession and praying the rosary. We do a lot of novenas as well.
Novena?
Yeah.
Something I never got into.
Really?
Although nag-grocery ako.
I think the idea that people disagree with isn't so much that the faith now has to be followed up with certain actions, but it's more like the idea of you can work your way to heaven. Like God now has a scoreboard. He's keeping track of how many novenas you prayed and blah, 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 which will now then give you a head start.
Parang nung time na bagong divorce ako. My friends were trying to help me parang cope. So, dinadala nila ako sa... Before yun ng baklaran. So, we would go to the church and sanctuario like a little before midnight. And then magpa-power booster kami tawag doon. Dadali nila ako sa baklaran after. Parang extra points.
Oh, so going to the church is like your power booster to heaven.
Parang ganun.
Oh.
Ikaw yung novena mo.
I don't know if I thought that was gonna boost me to heaven, but it was like this. So, the ba I shared about that year where I was so challenged by the things that were happening in my personal life. And one of the first things I did was I started this novena. I don't know if technically the term novena is even correct because I think novena pertains to like 9 days or something like that.
Yun din alam ko, tas ginawa mo 1 year?
Because pang 1 year talaga to. Itong, yeah, this prayer thing that we're supposed to do. And you pray this, a set of prayers. It's not even like one short, you know, few lines of prayers. It was like a set of prayers. And you prayed this for an entire year, every day.
And then?
And the idea was, once you complete this, you were supposed to start with a certain wish or like an intention. Oh. And the belief was that after you complete that for a year,
God will grant you that wish.
So the idea is, it's kind of like working your way to heaven in that, okay, if you do this, then I'll do this. Yun yung parang sinasabi ni God sa'yo. You know what I mean? And I think, yeah, some people do have a problem with that na parang transactional. Yung naging situation.
Kung di mo gagawin to, walang mangyayari.
Ganon. So I think that is where the two teachings are now kind of butting heads. Because one camp is saying, no, you just believe God's never gonna leave you. You're saved. You're good.
Hindi ako okay to.
Why not?
Kasi parang ganun kadali lang. Na-save ka na agad. Diba? Ang dami namang niyang ginawa for you. Tapos, once save, always save. Parang dapat back it up with your actions.
I don't think naman the believers who subscribe to once saved, always saved are also doing that. Na, okay, I'm saved. I don't have to do anything now to keep this faith life.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's bad. I just don't believe in it.
Yeah.
Mamaya may ma-offend ako, diba? Okay, go ahead. So,
but connecting back to what you said, I think it also reminds me of how I used to think na parang ganun-ganun lang yung heaven. Really? Like, it's heaven isn't cheap is something that we heard quite a bit on the Narrow Door podcast. The disciples of Jesus had to die to get the promises of their faith. I mean, we don't have to give up our lives today to receive the promises of our faith, but is it really that simple? Is it really that easy?
No.
Yeah. I don't think so. And it's also interesting how when we look in the Bible, we see a lot of verses that pertain to people falling away, people that are thrown out. A really good example of it being Matthew chapter 8, verses 11 to 12, where it says that the subjects of the kingdom are thrown out and people from the east and west are now sitting in heaven. It's a paraphrase version. This is why I talked about the graphics for the Bible verses. Please refer to that.
I'm going to bust out my Bible now.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, it's not parang once na pasok ka na dun sa kingdom of heaven, you cannot fall away from it anymore.
Oh, and something that I kind of like, can you do that again? And something that I kind of learned but scared me at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, yung parang, yung name natin sa Book of Life, nag-blot out.
True!
Kasi when... parang na-blot out po yung name ko last week dun sa Book of Life. Yung naglalato-lato na bata, natatandaan mo yun?
Ano ba? It's not as, you know, again, simple as that.
Yeah,
na pero konting mali mo lang, eh, wala, kick out ka na. Hindi rin naman ganun yun. But, you're right. This is something that is in the Shincheonji Bible classes a little further along. But there is something called the Book of Life in the Bible. And we see verses where some names are blurred, some names are blotted out. So does it sound like once you're in this Book of Life, which you want to be part of, by the way, hindi ka natatanggalin?
Oh,
hindi rin.
Diba? So kahit ganun po kababaw yung faith life ko, it's making sense now because of these studies na, okay, nakapasok na tayo, but that doesn't mean that we're not getting thrown out.
Yeah. I don't think God ever does want to leave someone who believes in Him. But you know who can?
We can.
We can leave Him. Which ties into the whole free will thing too, where God gives us free will to decide for ourselves. And so if ultimately we decide to turn our backs against God, then, you know, God isn't going to force us. And there are also just verses that are very clear about how a faith life without deeds is dead.
Yeah.
I don't know how much simpler it can get than that. Another thing in the Bible that we see is in the book of Revelation, where it says that Jesus promises that he will reward people according to what they have done. So, but I don't think that is, again, about, you know, keeping score. But God is more pleased with people who are trying to act according to his will, who are trying to act according to the faith, and really have just our beliefs translate into action. Mas natutuwa siya sa mga taong ganun than the people who have, who proclaim the faith and say with their lips that they believe, but don't really manifest that in their lives.
So this is what I've learned, or we learned, in the Bible classes here in Shincheonji. Knowledge, faith, action.
Right. That is the process.
Like if you don't have the right knowledge, then your actions will suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to understand the time we're living in now so we can act properly.
Yeah. So let's kind of break that down a little bit. Knowledge, meaning you have to understand the word of God. Because God tells us through his word the kind of faith that he desires, what we are supposed to believe in, what the actions are that are now according to that faith. Kasi diba, we talked about in the past episode na the contents of the Bible can be classified into history, there's moral teaching,
prophecy,
fulfillment. Mm-hmm. So all of these things tell us what God is asking us to believe at a certain time. But we have to learn that first. We have to have the proper knowledge first so that we can have the proper faith that believes in the thing that God is asking us to believe in at that time and then act according to that.
Kasi kung di natin nauunawaan, parang kahit ano pa yung ikinikilos natin, parang
sayang.
Walang saysay.
And also when we look in the Bible, there are different actions that God wanted to see in the believers pala. Parang if you said that you believed at that certain time, then your actions would have looked like this. For example, say Adam. God commanded Adam not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He was only supposed to eat from the tree of life. So him saying that I believe in God, that I have faith, would have meant that he would not eat from the tree of good and evil. But he did.
But he did.
In the time of Noah, if you were a believer and you professed that you had faith in God,
pumasok sa ark.
Exactly. You would have gotten in the ark. You would have listened to Noah and you would have gotten in the ark. At the time of Moses, the right thing to do, what would you have done if you were living in the time of Moses?
I would have just complained a lot.
Which they did a lot in the desert.
And like, no, Moses, really? You talk to a bush? A burning bush? Really?
Okay. That is not the example that I'm looking for, Christina.
No, alam mo yun.
No, so this is the example of someone who is maybe saying he believed but did not translate that into action.
Kasi hindi niya nga alam yung proper understanding.
Oo. Okay. So if you did understand at that time and believed that Moses was sent by God, you would have, number one, gotten out of Egypt with him and then followed him, entered Canaan, that kind of thing. And then, of course, most importantly, at the time of Jesus.
Sa pa yun.
Oh. If you had faith in God at that time and Jesus came, the proper action and the thing that God wanted to see was you listening to Jesus. Again, knowledge. You had to listen to the message. And there's even a Bible verse that says that faith comes from hearing the message.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have the knowledge first. Mm. Believe in that word and now act accordingly, which is what the disciples did.
Oh, disciples lang.
Oh. So that's what we learned in Shinchenji is there is a process. It's, as you said, knowledge, faith, action.
So how's your life now? Being with Shinchenji, how has that changed?
Like, the practicing of the faith. I think more than anything, I have learned the importance of understanding the word. Just knowledge. Again, knowledge is so important because that will now affect everything else that comes from that. The kind of faith that I will have, the actions that I will have. You know, I always said, even when I was starting out as a Catholic, that I didn't want a blind faith. I didn't want a blind faith. And the funny thing is, I was going through the motions and I was really enjoying it and I loved doing it. But I also wanted to understand it. I wanted it to make sense, like why these things had to be done and what the teaching is exactly. But for some reason, to understand that, I went to YouTube. I never really thought to open the Bible. And I'm not saying that YouTube is not a good resource, okay? Because we have a YouTube channel as well. But I was just looking at all of these, you know, members of the Catholic Church still, but more like people who are sharing their experiences, their feelings, you know, that kind of thing, which can be very encouraging. But at the end of the day, what we really need knowledge of is the Word Bible. Of God. Oh. Yeah. Faith isn't something that we do because of our feelings, you know?
It's not feelings-based, po. It's Bible-based.
Yeah. So that, I think, is the big difference now is that I feel like my faith is based on knowledge. And now I can act knowing that I am acting according to God's will.
And trying to understand is it's all coming together na my spirit pala was seeking for my spiritual father. So, and if I didn't study properly, I would have not known that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Uh-uh. And as we went further along in the study, I think because we were now understanding that this was the time of fulfillment for the promises of the second coming, we now also understood where we were supposed to be, the teachings that we were supposed to believe, who we were supposed to follow. These are the actions that God is looking for at this time.
Look at you. Wow.
Another thing that really blew me away that I heard in Shinchenji was the definition of faith, right? What did you think faith was prior to coming to Shinchenji?
They'd have to believe in something.
Okay. Anything?
Mm-mm.
Or okay, like in the religious context, like believe in God.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah, you have to believe. Oh, I have to belong to a certain religion to have a faith life.
Okay. Because my idea of it, I think, was also kind of vague in that, yes, I think faith means believing that God exists, that living a certain way will get me to heaven, that Jesus was like the gold standard when it comes to, you know, the moral gold standard, you know, he was the compass. Like, he was supposed to be my guide for life.
Siya yung peg natin.
Oh, yung parang ganon. But it was in the Shinchenji Bible class that I heard that faith actually is believing in the promises of God.
There you go.
And I was like, okay, promises? Like, when I hear promises, what I think, and this is a very popular one, is things like, you know, God having a plan for you, that He will prosper you and He will, you know, yung ganong promises, yung like the very comforting promises of how, you know, God will take care of me. I'm good, which is not bad and it's not wrong. But I think it was only in Shincheonji that I learned that when we say you believe in the promises of God, it means that God has promises, prophecies in the Bible.
And He will fulfill it.
And He will fulfill it. And it is believing in those promises and their fulfillment that you can now say that you have faith.
So in short, our faith life now is believing na, eto na. Nandito na tayo sa time na the second coming is slowly fulfilling and we have to believe in that.
Yeah.
So we're not saying na yung nangyari before, huwag nyo na paniwalaan yun. Nangyari na yun eh, pinaniwalaan na natin. But it's a different time now.
Yeah, and it was all part of the work of God naman eh. You know, all of that happened and it brought us to this point in time. What are we now supposed to believe in today?
What are you gonna do about it?
Yeah. And will you believe?
I do believe.
So going back to the once saved, always saved teaching, I think our only concern with that kind of approach in the faith life is that it can easily lead to a faith life that is complacent and lazy. Mm-hmm. And we cannot be complacent and lazy when it comes to our faith life. Mm-mm. You know, again, the rewards that we are keeping this faith life for are tremendous. Like, I mean, unparalleled to anything that the world offers. And so we have to do our part in keeping this faith life as well and in showing God that we really want these promises. And
we want to work for it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I don't think when we say we're working for it, it means na parang like begrudgingly like, oh, I have to give this up and that or whatever. No, it fills our hearts with so much joy and gratitude and fulfillment. And I think what's amazing about God and faith is that what might look like restricting or like it's not fun, parang, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're doing this. It doesn't feel like that at all.
Kasi other people assume na ganun yung faith life ng iba.
I used to think that, na, you know, before coming to the faith, like when I would look at religious people, like, oh my gosh, like how boring is their life?
How serious?
Yung parang ganyan. But I honestly feel freer than ever. So, yeah, that is just...
Because the truth will set you free.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. And maybe it's time for us to set free our audience as well. By wrapping up this episode. Shincheonji is inviting everybody, not just religious people, but everybody to come and hear this message.
And that wraps up today's episode. Again, you can check out our YouTube channel. Many languages there, not just in English. Also, BiblePrayerConnection.com. And our email address, Sam?
BestNewsEverPodcast@gmail.com. We love seeing a message in our inbox, so please make that happen. We thank you.
I'll email you.
We thank everybody who's written us, sharing their journeys to Shincheonji. That's always a delight to hear and read on the show. And we look forward to hearing many more.
Yay!
Yeah. So we'll see you on the next episode, guys. Thank you for sticking around. Bye! Bye. We'll be right back.